This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of this year in March. We're talking about no other than BioLargo Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the chairman and CEO and president of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's so good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You know, recently you've been putting out a lot of news. One is that you're canceling some convertible debt, a dramatic reduction of debt, to say the least. What does that mean for the shareholders and my listeners?
It's a great moment in time for BioLargo. I mean, we have been in the development phase on a whole platform of multiple technologies for years. And remember, about 3 years ago, we started an engineering group. So the way we characterize that is we took quite a bit of risk, right? We needed that capital. We put it to great work. We advanced two platform technologies that are now at a commercial ready stage. They're dramatic. They've got a big future. We also built infrastructure. You know, we started an engineering group that's become a pillar of the company and really took great risk. You know, we invested in people and we built that infrastructure that has now really become capable of taking a project from start to finish, taking innovation from concept to technology, technology to product, product to solution, and then ultimately be a full service solution provider. It's pretty remarkable. And as a result of those investments, we're now in a position where literally we can walk into client situations and compete with just about anybody in the world. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Remember, clean air, clean water, cleaner earth. The opportunities that are coming to us are so big and so expansive. And I'd say, you know, it's really a tribute to, of course, great technology, but it's really people. You know, at the end of the day, we've got some highly qualified people, a commitment to serve with great tools, a sustainable focus. I mean, it's just incredible. And we really needed to get that convertible debt out of the way, which we've done. And by the way, that's about, you know, a little over $7.6 million we had on our balance sheet 3 years ago is now down to this de minimis level that has, of course, friendly terms. We've got an SBA loan. And essentially, we retired all this convertible debt that has continues to put pressure on the stock. So it's a great moment.
Now, what I read, you guys still have $456,000 of convertible that you're going to get rid of $400,000 here in August. Is that true?
Well, we paid that off 2 days ago. So that one's gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's gone. All of it's gone. So you have no convertible debt.
Yeah. So, again, to be specific, of course, it's published. On the balance sheet, we'll show the debt for Clyra, which is not BioLargo's debt because it does consolidate. That was acquisition-related, and BioLargo will not pay it. It's not BioLargo's bill. We also have an SBA loan that's a 30-year, 3% affordable thing. Yep. And then we have one private investor with no interest payments on cash due in 2 years, $50,000. That's it. So that's the last piece. It comes due in 24 months, and it's friendly, and it's a very small number. So essentially, we're almost to zero.
In May, you put out a press release. I think you guys did $571,000 for the last 3 months. You got a run rate of over $2 million. Any thoughts on that?
I think we're just scratching the surface. I mean, this is, you know, proud but not satisfied. That's the theme. And, it, of course, it's taken a long time, right? But just think about the moment. You know, we've put a couple of really key relationships together. One is Garrett Callahan, we talked about a few months ago. And that's a 100-year-old plus company with, you know, five regional offices, a national footprint, you know, tens of thousands of customers, right? I mean, it's just amazing. And so we're working together to take a new product to market in early 2022. It's a dramatic thing. It's going to have a high impact for the company. They're also working with us to expand selling into some of our other technical assets, which is awesome as a distributor. So that's in the works. You know, as I say, just allow it to mature, support it as we're supposed to, let it take its natural course. We win. Yeah, well, just one more. Same thing for the Korean joint venture. You know, it's been a year. They got hit hard by COVID. They're wonderful people, very smart, very technical. They're leaders in their space. They're making inroads. It's cool. And again, same thing, you know, on all these themes, we have these distribution outlets that we put in place. They're nurturing, they're growing. If we just do what we're doing, we generate financial results to take this company forward in a very successful and ultimately profitable way. However, we're doing more than that. We've got PFAS coming. We got the AOS with its first customer. We've got new technologies coming into our portfolio. I mean, we're incredibly active and dynamic in developing commercial and revenue opportunities of significance. And by the way, I want to just remember, we had a earnings call just a few days ago, and one of the questions that came up was, what's up with the mineral processing opportunity, which is just, you know, another example of how these significant revenue opportunities are being presented. So our job is real simple. Grow this business. Get those in the end zone. Put the points on the board. Move the needle. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, let's talk about the PFAS. Where are we at on that? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, I can. It's a very exciting opportunity. Remember, PFAS, PFAS, as they say, right? The way the industry speaks about it, that's a class of chemicals related to forever chemicals that were associated with non-stick coatings. They've been used for 25 and 30 years. They're all over the world now. In concentration, they're dangerous. They're linked to adverse health effects. There's a mandate by the Biden administration this is going to get cleaned up. It's not good. It's bad, okay? The cleanup is required. And in some markets, like California, where water is so precious, you know, they're already spending significant funds to make those moves to clean up the water. Wells are contaminated. Air Force bases, military bases are contaminated, where they do lots of practicing with firefighting foams that are famously contaminated with PFAS. Anyway, we started 2 years ago. The beauty in this situation is that we got a little bit of a head start before it crescendoed in the market, which means we have the talent and the technical solution advanced sufficiently to be in commercial mode now. Okay, so we reached out. We've been talking about it for months. We're really in the go mode. We're now working through the, you know, hundreds of details between when a partner says, let's do it, and getting it in the field. We'd like to be in the field in the next 60 to 120 days. This is estimated conservatively at $60 to $80 billion a year market.
Wow.
It is massive. One of the leading engineering firms in the world, lead analyst in an interview last week, said they thought it was a $1 trillion market. This is a contaminant that's just going to have to come out. It is the environmental disaster of the decade. And so we are, you know, remember the movie Dark Waters. If you don't know about PFAS, watch the movie. It's incredible. So we're in the middle of that storm with a technical advance that promises economy, small environmental footprint. We've got the talent that's worked in remediation for 30-year careers who are now owner-operators, partners at BioLargo, implementing these solutions. We just think this is just such an enormous opportunity. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take it from start to finish and prove that it's a commercially viable, economic, and environmentally sensitive solution. And then we're going to partner with companies and take it all over the world.
Who do you think is going to be some of your partners? Who do you think you're going to possibly team up with?
That's a good question. So in this industry, who are the customers? Let's start with that. Well, Air Force,
yeah.
Right? Big customers. Municipal clients and industrial clients. Okay, so who serves those people? Well, there's really two classes. There's engineering firms, environmental engineering firms, big boys. It's a big boy game,
right,
in some of these cases. And then there's these specialty large companies that are dedicated to water. And so both of those are really distributor/partner opportunities for us. Now, what we've chosen is to do the heavy lifting, the hardest work, to prove their commercial viability, because, frankly, we don't need them. We don't need their help. Now, once we do that, we'll need help in distribution, and we'll need help in working with customers around the world. And that's very exciting to us. And so I suspect we'll have many, many partners, and we'll have many, many distributors, and it's going to keep us busy for the next 20 years.
That being said, what's the outlook for your company for the next 12 months? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but if everything goes right, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I always say we're in it to win it. I mean, this is a long... We've been developing these platforms for well over a decade, almost 14 years. They are, in each case, there's a whole series of technologies here. We think they're potentially disruptive. It's been difficult. And as we say, the hardest work is done. It's got this overriding purpose of sustainability. So, you know, how excited are we? Never more excited than today. Debt-free. We got some financing that really provides the resources to get through this commercial gap from here to where we're heading on the next phase. I think it's a time when investor enthusiasm is at an all-time high, and it will continue. And so we're a company to watch. And I just want to leave everybody with this following thought. You need to watch carefully because the evolution of this company is so dynamic. If you're not looking every 6 months, you only know about half the story. Just so much is happening. And so, the hard work's done. The prize is in front of us. Let's go do the work and get it done.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the chairman and CEO and president of BioLargo, Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. If you're looking to get on the ground floor of a life science basic material chemical company, look no further. I think that they're at the bottom of their yield curve line, and I think some great things are going to happen for this company in the next 2 to 4 quarters. Dennis, we've got about 20 seconds left. You want to leave us with any last thoughts?
Yeah, I do a deep dive. Dig as deep as you possibly can. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. The more you know about us, the more you'll like us. That's the truth. And it's one of the reasons we're here and we're on such a dynamic growth curve. So as we always say, go BioLargo, right?
Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Thanks, Everett. Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.